See if you can keep up, but today already a football Friday. Hi, everyone. With Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris. This is the Broncos TV game preview, looking all the way ahead to KC already. Broncos at Chiefs on Thursday night. New head coach here, some new weapons over there. Andrew, talk a little bit about what you saw, what they did against the Texans, what the Broncos can expect, kind of a different look team.
Yeah, start with the pass rush, which, you know, led by Justin Houston, who got the big contract in the offseason, really discombobulated the Texans pretty much from the start of the game. And of course, you know, Brian Hoyer had to be pulled in favor of Ryan Mallett, so clearly what Houston did wasn't working, but Kansas City made a lot of that happen. The thing to remember, this is a healthy Chiefs team, and particularly a healthy Chiefs defense. And you go back to when the Broncos played them at Arrowhead last season, it wasn't healthy. You know, they've got Eric Berry back in there. Justin Houston, of course, is playing lights out. Dontari Poe is playing well. So now the Broncos have to deal with this defense at full strength. It's going to be a challenge.
You talk about all of the elements adding up, what the Broncos will have to overcome. Nobody will say a short week can be anything like an excuse, but you do have to go on the road after a game where you almost wish you were as healthy as the Chiefs were. Broncos banged up after that Ravens game, trying to get as healthy as they can, as quick as they can.
Yeah, well, you heard from head coach Gary Kubiak on Monday, said that, hey, we're going to be practicing later on at night, 6:30 practices. Let the guys sleep in, let their bodies get ready. And this week is all about mentally getting ready. And as far as physically, it was a pretty physical game against Baltimore. But one thing that did help is the depth that the Broncos have on defense. You saw guys like Shaq Barrett or Shane Ray in there late in the game in critical situations. And you had DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller standing next to the coach on the sideline. So it does help that they have some depth. And then they're just going to take it easy this week, a jog through pace at practice. And then that way they can be physically all healed up and ready to go on Thursday.
I think if you had to pick a concern, the biggest one right now would be the defensive line, guys. Derek Wolfe, he's not going to play again. He's got three more games to sit. We're all still waiting to see Kenny Anunoke come back. And Malik Jackson, not sure what his availability will be for that game. We'll have to wait and see what the Broncos decide to do when they're in Kansas City. Of course, Broncos TV Live pregame show will be on Thursday night. Look for us. Look for the tweets to let you know when we're coming on. Until then, for Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris.